What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, it's time for Krusty's Corner, as always, here in the G-Bag Nation at 3:40. We will indeed have Chris Young, your Rangers President of Baseball Ops, coming up at 4:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much, Wooly Bully. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this, as always. They've done a great job of being with me the whole time, and I really do appreciate that, those folks very, very, very much. Hey, I was going to ask you guys a quick question before we got started on this this drinking the Kool-Aid or not bit. You go back and look at who follows you on X, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. You ever go back and see, like, you ever see, like, look at new followers?
Yeah, I try and follow a lot of people back.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll go and just kind of read the quick
bio.
Does
that just crush your timeline with people that aren't sports related?
I guess, like, the algorithm works itself out to where, like, I still end up getting what I need.
It knows what you want.
Does it kind of deter any, like, keep you from, do you miss anything because you follow so many people?
I guess it's possible. But I don't really.
That's what I would worry about.
Like the random. I don't really get a lot of the. I don't think a lot of those people tweet much. You know, I think they're just kind of on here to follow and consume information. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't really see a ton of random tweets now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you just rock the For You page, and so if you're doing, if you're clicked on the following thing where your timeline is everybody that you're following, then you'll get inundated with crap you don't necessarily want if you're following a bunch of just random people. But if you go the For You page, then that's where it's sort of understands what you want from an algorithm standpoint, and you're just getting the meat and the potatoes.
You know what I found going back and looking at, like, there's several people that I follow
that don't follow you.
I think at one time we were following each other. They probably jumped ship, and now I'm seeing them follow back. And I don't know if it's because of football season's around the corner.
They might have just been so frustrated. They're like, I don't want to see any Cowboys content right now.
That's true. That actually might be, it's probably not personal. It might just be such a down and out frustrated fan who is detoxing a little bit, mental health break from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And so they go in and they decide to do the unfollow thing when maybe in reality they should have just gone with the mute button. You know, just mute it. Don't want to see it for a while. Absolutely. And then I'll go ahead and unmute it when my mind and my body are ready to be heartbroken again.
Yeah, I found it funny because during the break, because I was tweeting about us being at Shell Shack on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be there, Henderson.
So I was just curious. So I'm tweeting it out, and then I was like, I'm just going to see who's been following me and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to see what that's all about. And there's like a lot of people that I thought were following me, and now they're, I don't know if they went away. I don't know if they went away and now they're coming back. Are they like seasonal people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you get some of that seasonal following going down.
Could just be, yeah.
It's now that we're season. Now that we're inching closer to football season.
When anytime you bring this up, people are always like, please unblock me, Brian. Please unblock me. I get so many questions like, can you tell Brian to unblock me? I'm like, you obviously did something.
I've learned this whole thing though, is the blocking aspect of it. You're not blocking them, are you? Are you really blocking them? I think with new Twitter, it's like they just can't interact with you.
If you block them, I don't think they can see your tweets. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But
I just thought it was really kind of strange that I was, you know, here I am, like, you know, I'm kind of thinking, wow, I thought all those people kind of followed me, you know, and now they're circling back. Like they're circling back and they're, I'll give you an example. How about this? Ready?
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Let me go. Bobby Belt.
No way.
Yeah, there's something must.
There
just
must
be
have
going
been a vengeful. Okay. I was wondering if you guys broke up.
No. I don't. It's not. I don't think I've done anything. I think Bobby's probably listening right now.
Ooh, Bobby.
But like, okay, ESPN News Desk. Bill Weber, who is a friend of mine. He's just got married. He's the line coach at Angelo State. I kind of thought he was following me a long time. You know, Law Nation. Law does a lot of work on YouTube.
Sure does.
How about this one? Like I said, Bobby Belt was on that list. Who else do I got? I should have just written all these down. But I'm
getting live play-by-play of Broadus's followers feed. List.
Well, no. Like, okay, my buddy Jay Fry, he used to be president of the IndyCar.
Uh-huh.
Like, he now runs the Ray Hall team. I mean, he's the guy who runs their draft.
We're all big Ray Hall guys.
Love
Ray
Hall.
Ray Hall Letterman. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Halls of all time. We did our top 10 Halls. Right. Chuck Ray Hall was like right there on the Mount Rushmore.
David Smoke. Remember David Smoke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm curious because I thought all along these people were kind of falling, and I get, okay, here's another one. Travis Heim. Travis Heim of Heim Barbecue.
Oh, yes.
Jonah's brother.
Yeah, I was always like, Travis, I love Heim Barbecue, you know? And so I always thought he was kind of, but like now he's like back into the, so do they leave you then come back?
Yeah, they leave and come back, sometimes maybe you piss them off.
Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, well.
Now that one.
You understand because I go after him, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, you attack
he's
him.
He's probably, I'm sure.
You think that's a seasonal follow right there?
I think so. I think he's probably, he wants to get the Cowboys info from you.
Okay.
In season. Otherwise, he doesn't care what you've got going on.
Yeah, I just, all right. Well, there's.
Hey, 979 said they might just want a piece of that Crown Global Media.
Okay.
Maybe they're trying to circle back and get in your friendly graces.
Getting the friendly graces? We're working on that, man. Working on that. Kevin McCarthy, he used to be radio voice. Kevin McCarthy is a famous radio guy in Dallas. Radio, he's a media personality guy. Yeah, I think he retired and he was following me, and then I think he kind of circled back.
Maybe people just go a little hot and cold on you, man.
Could be. Now, some people are alleging that it's possible that their accounts got hacked. They had to create a new one.
That many?
Maybe we blame Elon. Let's get him on the DNM leasing hotline.
Okay. Well, anyway, like I said, I just thought it was, but Bobby was the
one. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
One that was...
That's the one that really triggered you.
When I saw that, I kind of thought...
What happened?
What's he doing? Bobby and I are great. I have no problem with Bobby.
My wife is calling me right now. Like, she knows what I do for a living.
Yeah.
You
want to take it?
Do I answer this?
She's like, honey, we're busy going through Broadus' followers list.
Something that I ate or didn't.
Tell her that we're having an extremely important conversation about who's following Broadus on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Like, I'm on the air right now, honey.
Like, how can she not even understand how important this conversation is right now?
She might be listening right now, and they heard him say that he's talking to his wife.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
Oh, things are wrong at home.
Oh, no.
No, what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is one of the greatest segments in radio.
Did she hung up on you?
Something happened.
From Broadus' followers to Walchuk's home crises.
Oh, geez. Well, let's hope everything's okay home at the Walchuk.
Let's wash this down with some Kool-Aid.
Okay. Well, we had some these drinks.
The Whataburger refreshers are 10 out of 10.
Third one? Yeah, I think.
Be careful over there.
I know. If they had sugar spike. If they had rum in them, they'd be even better. All right. Hey. All right. Listen, Walchuk.
Yes.
I got a few minutes left. Sorry about that. I've had some discussions with folks on various platforms of this. Why are you drinking the Kool-Aid or why are you not drinking the Kool-Aid?
Okay.
And give me an idea of why, for this upcoming season, what's making you drink Kool-Aid? And what are you saying? Nah, I used to drink the Kool-Aid, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid anymore on this.
Okay, what's making me drink a little Kool-Aid is...
You're thirsty
as
hell.
This is Cowboy Kool-Aid, by the way.
Cowboy Kool-Aid drinking would be what I just said about the offensive line and then the pass rush on defense. I mean, I'm a big proponent of the game as one at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I think the offensive line should be much better this year, which will give them a better chance to win. And I think the pass rush has a chance to be one of the best, if not the best, in all of football, in the conversation there. So that's got me drinking the Kool-Aid. What doesn't have me drinking the Kool-Aid is it's a lot of talk that you got to see. And we've seen this before with the culture stuff and, hey, yeah, we're going to do this different on offense, that different on offense. I got to believe it to see it. And I also have no idea what the status is of the quarterback. He looks to be in incredible shape. He did not play well when he was healthy last year. Usually you get a bounce back.
So you're not drinking quarterback Kool-Aid.
I'm not drinking quarterback Kool-Aid. No.
I think you've been consistent. You said that after that.
I think Dak can have an awesome regular season. We've seen it. Yeah. But something happens when we get into the playoffs, and I know the pushback will be, oh, look at the roster, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. And all that is fair.
Yeah.
But I can't believe when it's nut cutting time, this team's going to show up.
Eric, you're drinking the Kool-Aid because, and then you're not drinking the Kool-Aid because.
Yeah, I mean, I'm buying the offensive line to a fair extent. I'm buying the offense in general, just from a more watchable offense. The Pickens stuff is exciting for me, and then just a new coaching staff, a new vision, a new plan offensively has me excited that there will be a lot more entertainment value on a Sunday to Sunday basis watching this offense. And that's really the extent of it. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid all the way to this offense is going to be phenomenal and they're going to soar into the playoffs. I just think we are heading in the right direction from a vision standpoint, and especially with the offensive line, the youth movement there, this offense is heading in the right direction. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid because I'm just genuinely concerned about the defense with Walchuk on the pass rush.
Sure.
But I think that's the only dimension of this defense that you can feel somewhat good about. I think the run defense, the secondary, all of that to me is, and I don't love the Eberflus hire.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I think.
So you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on defense in general.
Yeah. Especially on defense. That's where my biggest concern is. And the reason why I think the games they lose, the reason why if they miss the playoffs, I think it'll be mostly because of the defense.
Would you guys drink the Kool-Aid because of Pickens?
That's part of the reason why I'm drinking the excitement Kool-Aid offensively. Like, this is going to be a lot more fun. This passing attack should be pretty dang dynamic. If Dak can be any semblance of what he was pre-injury just pre-last year in general, then all of a sudden I think this passing attack in particular is going to be a real joy to watch on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis.
I got the cup in my hand, but I'm not drinking out of it just yet. I think he's an outstanding football player. But there... I got big questions anytime Pittsburgh says sayonara to wide receivers. They're usually right about this.
Oh, so you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on Pickens.
He's a great talent. He should help the offense. But I do wonder, as soon as things start going bad here, how's he going to react to it? And do you start to see he's fighting with people on the sideline? He's trying to fight a fan in the stands. He mentally isn't locked in. You get a stupid personal foul penalty, like we always complained about with Randy Gregory or Sam Williams prior to him. Can that cost you a football game?
Yeah.
I need to see the maturity out of George Pickens, because I think he's his own worst enemy sometimes.
I'm drinking Kool-Aid because of the rookies that they got.
I am. I'll drink Kool-Aid to the rookie class.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid because I don't know what the offensive scheme is going to be. And I spent the 4th of July asking people, looking at gap schemes and stuff like that, you know, and how this could play out. And the more I asked about it, the more I felt like that it's going to be more about gap scheme runs and stuff like that. We'll see how the outside stuff goes, the zone stuff goes.
I mean, if you want to get excited, I would just go watch some of the Cardinals of last year.
I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know if that's going to be Cardinal football. I don't know.
That'll be a bit of a bummer, because that's kind of what I'm hoping for. That's why I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, because I think Clayton Adams bringing that Drew Petzing style.
Yeah, that's why I brought this up, because I'm really curious. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on scheme.
So it's mostly about the offense for you and not the defense that has you worried.
I have some doubts. I love the rookies. I think that's going to be a big Kool-Aid drinking situation. I don't know what the offense is going to be. But the defense, I have more worries about the offense, because I don't know how they're going to do. Not that they can't do it, but I think they're going to be asking some things. Let's see if they can deliver on what they're trying to promise here.
I got you, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, there's Trusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. NFL sounds of the day on the other side is this: how to slow down Travis Hunter and just two goats chatting it up. That's next in the Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.